This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Cugat, senior economist for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It looks as if this year the growers' intentions will exceed 10 million acres going into 2010. Upland cotton intentions are approximately 9.92 million acres, an increase of about 10% from 2009. Extra long staple intentions of approximately 176,000 acres represents a 24% rise, with the results approaching about 10.1 million acres.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Looking at the various regions, if we look into the southeast, we see a 12% increase in the overall region, with all states increasing their acreage except for Florida, who shows a slight decline of 2.7%. Across the Mid-South, growers intend to plant just less than 1.8 million acres, an increase of roughly 8.4% from last season. Survey results indicate the largest increase in acres will occur in the southwest region, with intentions up 475,000 acres, or roughly 9% from 2009, bringing planted area for the region to 5.7 million acres. All states in the rest region shows increases in upland plantings, with the region as a whole up about 26.6%. With the recent demand for ELS and the run-up of its prices has sparked survey respondents to indicate that U.S. ELS intended cotton area plantings will rise by over 24% to 176,000 acres in 2010.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Similar to what we've seen in past years, changing climate and market conditions can cause actual plantings to be different from growers' stated intentions. Remember, analyzing the change in prices since January 4th, roughly the midpoint of the peak response period, clearly shows that cotton prices relative to corn and soybeans have fallen at a slower rate. However, it must be pointed out that some growers' decisions for acres will be completed in February, while a bulk of the acres still have 1 to 3 months before their final decisions are made.